Hi, my name's Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn how to make a standard HTML element such as a div visible in your server-side code so you can manipulate it. Let's get started by creating a website. Now I'm going to create a standard VB-based website, and in the sample source code that you can download with this video, you also get the same demos that we'll do here in C#. What we want to do is to take a standard HTML element such as this div on line 11 and make it accessible in the server-side code so we can manipulate it. In order to do that, we need to add a couple attributes to the element. And the first one we'll add is an ID, and we'll just call this div main. And the second one we need to add is a run at equals server attribute. Now once we add those two attributes to our standard HTML element, it's now going to be accessible in the server-side code. Let's go over to the server-side code. Let me add an event here. I'm going to add a onPreRender event. And in this onPreRender event, we'll see that if we start to type divm, we get access to the div main server-side control. And as you can see in the little pop-up window, this is an instance of the HTML generic control. And that's an ASP.NET server-side control that represents any standard HTML elements that do not have specific ASP.NET server controls. And many of the standard HTML elements, such as the input element, say the input element in the text mode, has a HTML input text server-side control. So these HTML generic controls are for primarily container-type controls like a div and a span. So here we have the server-side object instance of HTML generic control, which represents our div on the page, and then we have a bunch of properties, some of them the standard, representing the standard HTML properties like inner text and inner HTML. We also have a few ASP.NET type properties, and we'll come back and take a look at one of those in just a moment. So let's do a simple manipulation here on the server side. Let's take the inner text property and let's just put a little text in here and say this is the main div element. And by simply doing that server side manipulation, let's start up the page and take a look at it. And what we should get is simply that text on the page, which we do. If we go into the view source, we'll see there's our div with the ID of div main, and the inner text has been substituted into that div. So now let's expand on what we've done here. We're going to go back over to the page. Let me add another div inside this first one. We'll also make this accessible in the code behind. And I'm going to call this div control, put the run at equals server attribute, just close that off. Let me just reformat this so you can get a little perspective on how we're arranging these elements on the page. We'll save that. We'll go back over to the code behind. And this time what I'm going to do is we're going to dimension a local variable called the paragraph. And we're going to make this as an HTML generic control, and we'll set that to a new instance of the HTML generic control. And the HTML generic control is something you can either specify a default instance, or you can specify a tag. Let's make this a paragraph element. So what I'll do is just add a p in there, and so it's going to create a element with the p inside of it, and that, as you know, is a paragraph tag. So this HTML element, let's take the div main, and we're going to go to the controls property, and we're going to add a new control. So this is more typical ASP.NET like, where it is a control that has potential for other controls to be nested inside of it. So you can start to see some of the advantages of making that standard HTML element into an ASP.NET Server control, because now we have some more powerful capabilities that are fairly easy to manipulate programmatically that would have been more difficult had we treated it purely as a standard HTML element. So let's go in and let's add our paragraph. And actually, let me just go up. I see we have done a little misspelling here. Let me just fix that. And so now we'll add the paragraph control to this. And what's going to happen is we're going to get that paragraph control inside our div. So it'll just be blank. Let's change that a little bit. And the paragraph is an instance of the HTML generic control, so we have all the properties. So let's just take inner text to be simple to start with, and we'll just say a sample paragraph. So let's fire up the web page and take a look at this. Start up the page, and you can see we're getting our two sets of text. If we go to the code behind and take a look at it, I should say the code behind the source, and you can see we have our div, and then we have the paragraph that is inside of the div, and that's created from our HTML generic control. Now let's go back over to the page and do something a little bit different. I'm going to go up here to the body tag on the page, and we're going to give this an ID, and we're going to call it, we'll just call it main body, and we'll call run at equals server for the second attribute. So now this is going to be available in our code behind, so we'll go back over here and we'll just go down and let's get at that object instance of the HTML generic control representing the body of the page. And what would I want to do now is, let's say we want to make the background color, the standard body background color, to be yellow, for instance. So how would we manipulate that? Well, we can do that programmatically by going into the attributes collection of the body element. And in this case, what we need to do is to specify the key which represents the attribute that we want to get at, and in this case we'll go BG color, which is the background color of the body. And now we can set that equal to a new value. So in this case we're going to set that equal to yellow, just so it's really obvious that it's working. And now we'll test the web page again, and as we expected, we're getting a background equal to yellow. We'll just take a quick look at the source, and you can see here's our body tag with our attribute BG color set to yellow. So this gives you yet another possibility for doing manipulation of HTML elements. It's not only that you can add elements, it's that you can manipulate some of the attributes or properties of standard HTML elements in your standard code behind. So in this case we manipulated background color. It may be that you want to add a set of text, say if it's a customer, you want to display one message. If it's, you know, a non-customer, you display another message. And you could do that by, you know, manipulating text in one of those HTML controls, or you could add, you know, a whole set of HTML in there. And because you have controls, like we did here with the div main controls, you have access, I should say, to the controls collection, you can add ASP.NET standard server controls, such as something as complex as a grid view inside of a div. So you can really do a lot of manipulation of the page by having access to those HTML elements. So let's in fact add an ASP.NET server control here to a new div and show you how that works. I'll just go down and we'll add another div, give it an ID equal to div link, And we'll give it a run at equals server. Just close off that div. Go back over to our code behind. And now we should have access to our div link control, which we do. And what we're going to do is go to the controls collection and add a new control. And what I'm going to do, we'll come back to that in a moment. Let's just create a new control separately here, and then we'll add it in. We'll just call it link as a hyperlink control, and that's an ASP.NET hyperlink control. And we'll set that equal to a new hyperlink. And then for our link, we'll put the text equal to visit Microsoft. And we'll set the navigate URL equal to Microsoft.com. And last but not least, we'll set the target equal to a new window. And now that that's complete, we'll go back here and add it into our new div. And we'll just take out this little semicolon. That's what happens when you work in VB and C Sharp at the same time. And let me just make that link. Let me just put the HTTP in there. Okay, let's do a quick test of this page. Open it up. There's our new link, which you can see is going to Microsoft.com. And just to prove that it does work, we'll click it. It opens up a new instance of the browser here at Microsoft.com. Back to there. So you do see that there's a lot of versatility in this approach in terms of what you can add to these generic HTML controls that you make visible in the code behind pages. And I think you'll find that this, in combination with the standard ASP.NET server controls and all the power and capability that's in them, is a nice combination so that you can create very robust pages. So now we looked at the core approaches to using a standard HTML element and accessing it then in your server-side code. What I want to do is to do a little example of how you might use this approach in connection with the new list view control that's available in .NET 3.5 / Visual Studio 2008. So let me create a new page in our website. And we'll just call this the list view page for our list view example. So let me just go back. Let me just say let's close all but this so we only have this page available to us. And if you've not used the new list view control, this is a very powerful control. And I suggest you take a look at it. You'll see a quick example here as we do this. And it's over in the data group of controls, but as you see it's not here, and the reason it's not here is that one of the things you need to do is to go to the property pages, and you need to make sure that your target framework is 3.5, because that's where the list view control is available. Now once this control once it's in 3.5, you'll see you'll have the list view. So let's put that onto our page, and what we're going to do with this list view control is to create a quick list with it, and I'll show you why we're doing the list view in conjunction with the standard div elements or HTML elements that we've been looking at. And let's just create an item template, and let's also do a layout template. And how this list view control works is the layout template is going to have in it an element that is replaced using the item template for every instance of the item that you have in your data source attached to the list view. So we're going to go in here, and what we want is a div. And then within this div, which is the basic layout for our list that we're going to create, we want to have another div. Now, one of the requirements is that ASP.NET, when the list view control is being rendered, it needs to be able to get at these container elements in your layout template and subsequently in your item template, which we'll create in a moment, and substitute in the data that is in your list. And in order to do that, these standard HTML elements that I'm using here in the layout template have to be accessible in server-side code. So in order for this to work, you have to put at a minimum a run at equals server tag in the divs. So let me put that in each of these two here, because now this will enable ASP.NET during the rendering process to get at each of these controls as a server-side control. And I don't need an ID. I could put an ID in this first container div, but I really don't need one because it's inside the layout template. Implicitly, the ListView control will know to render this or use this. And yet, one of the things that I need to do in this div, which is part of the way the ListView control works, is I need to have an ID, and I need to set it to item placeholder. And then what this is going to do is this is going to tell ASP.NET that this is where the div where the items are substituted in, one per item in the list. Now, if we go down here to the item template, and let me put a div in this as well, and it's the contents of this item template that's going to be substituted for what is here, this placeholder on line 15. So again, because it's server-side manipulation, in this case we have to have a run at equals server on this particular div, and then it can be manipulated. Now, one thing I should point out here is that when you're using the list view control, you don't have to use HTML elements such as we're doing here. But if your purpose in the list is to use HTML elements in terms of containers for your data, or laying out, say, a grid-like format or whatever format you're trying to do, if the best approach to doing that layout is to use standard HTML elements, then you need to make them visible in the server-side code, such as we're doing here. So we could use other elements, standard ASP.NET server control elements here in our layout and item template, but I think you'll find as you start to work with a list view that at least some of the time you're going to want to use standard HTML elements like we're doing here. And in order to do that, you have to understand the basic principle that we're covering in this video, and that is that you can make these standard HTML elements visible in the server side. Now, to get this to work live, just to show you that, we need to go over into the code behind for the list view, because the list view is a data type control like the grid view, so we need to have a little data, and we're going to quickly create some data. So we'll just use a page event again, and we'll use the pre-render event. Let me just add two little import statements here. I import systems.io, and we'll import system.link, just to save a little typing. Go down and let's dimension a local variable, create a data source, we'll call it a file list, and we'll say that is from f in new directory info, and the directory will go c:\windows. And we'll get files, and we'll do a select F. So what that's going to do is get us a list of all the files in the Windows folder. Now we'll take our list view 1, and we'll set our data source equal to the file list, and then we'll say list view 1 dot data bind. So that's a quick way to get a little data into our list view. So we'll just save that. We'll go back over to our list view control. And now in this item template, let's just eval, and let's just list the name of the file. So what this is going to do is just show us a list of files in this list view control. Okay, so let's take a quick look at this page to show you that it works. And here is our list of all the files that we have in our Windows folder. And if we go into the source, we'll see that what's happening is it's creating our div. This is the layout template div. And then in the item template, it's creating a div 1 per file. So this shows you an example of how you can use this ability to make standard HTML elements visible in the server-side code for use in an ASP.NET control such as the list view. And as I mentioned before, I think you'll find this very useful to be able to use the standard HTML type controls in the list view because it helps you in laying out different kinds of scenarios of data in this control. So we've looked at the basic principles of taking a standard HTML element such as a div and making it accessible as a server-side control so you can manipulate it. We just looked at the new list view control in version 3.5 of the .NET framework and saw how to use that principle to create div elements that were in the layout and the containers for the data in the list view control. Prior to that, we had looked at some examples of standard HTML elements that we put on a page, and then in the server-side code we manipulated them to do things ranging from adding simple text to the element to creating a nested HTML generic control inside of that server-side control, to changing the background color of the body, to actually adding an ASP.NET server control inside of one of these HTML controls that we had made visible here in the server-side code. So I encourage you to download the sample source code, take a look at these basic principles, and then apply them to your websites as needed. As I mentioned in the beginning, the sample code is available in C# as well as Visual Basic that was used here in the video. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on using standard HTML elements in your server-side code.